talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right to the front lines of history in the making and starting lead off being made right now in Afghanistan. A couple of developments in Afghanistan. The CIA, the head of the CIA, a fellow named William Burns, very highly regarded guy in foreign policy and espionage and everything else, secretly flew to Kabul and met with the leader of the Taliban. He met with the leader of the Taliban. Now, why'd he do that? And who is the leader of the Taliban? The leader of the Taliban is Mullah Abdul Ghani Baradar. He's bad news. The Taliban are essentially a Nazi motorcycle gang, except they use donkeys instead of motorcycles. They rape people, murder them. They murder ethnic minorities. They'll murder Yazidis. They'll murder Hazaris. They'll murder Christians. They just murder people. They come into villages and they say, we want all girls unmarried, 12 and older, brought to us to be wives for our soldiers. And they make them their wives for about an hour and then leave town. That's what the Taliban are. Nazi motorcycle gang using donkeys instead of motorcycles. This guy, Mullah Abdul Ghani Baradar, had been a prisoner up until the end of 2020, the fall of 2020. And what changed? He was one of the 5,000 prisoners that Donald Trump told the Afghan government to set free as a gesture of, quote, goodwill to the Taliban, end quote. They didn't want to do it. They'd captured these people. They frankly should have killed them in battle, but they captured them. And they kept them contained. Trump said, let them go. We're going to do a peace agreement with the Taliban so he could go in the 2020 elections and go, okay, I have a peace agreement. So reluctantly, the Afghan government let them go. They all went back in to murder Afghan soldiers, attack the government, and attack U.S. forces. Trump didn't care. Trump did it just for a photo op for a fake peace agreement with a Nazi motorcycle gang. He also, quote, negotiated, end quote, directly with the Taliban, recognized them, praised them, wanted to bring them to Camp David, which is an historic site for very major peace agreements. He got so much pushback, he didn't do that, but they went to Vienna, and he met with them there without the Afghan government, undermining the Afghan government, demoralizing the Afghan government and his army. And the Taliban chuckled and nodded and said, oh yes, we've changed. We will not rape women. We will not commit violence. And while they were saying it, it was being reported in our press that they were attacking Afghan army units and Americans around Afghanistan. And what did Trump do? He said, you know, you mean it? Cross your heart and hope to die? Yes, we cross our heart and hope to die. You don't have your fingers crossed behind your back? No, we don't. No, we don't. The clown, this is what the treacherous clown Trump did. Just as he betrayed us in Europe to Putin, tried to break up NATO and the EU. This is what he did in Afghanistan. Now, what did William Burns say to Mullah Abdul Ghani Baradar? Well, there was no court reporter there, and you can bet that any notes of that are going to not be disclosed for an awful long time. But the reporting is, and I believe it makes some sense, is that he went there and said to him, if you interfere with our evacuation of Americans, keep one thing in mind. We have overwhelming military force. We don't want to use it, but we will. And secondly, we control your money. You have about $11 million deposited in our banks and you ain't getting it. And you have money coming from the International Monetary Fund and elsewhere. And I'm sure he said it a little more politely than I am now, but you are a basket case. You're unproductive. You have no native industry except opium and kidnapping people for ransom. That is the industry. It's not even tourism. They kidnap people for ransom and they sell opium. So if you think you're going to feed 35 million people that way, good luck. Do not interfere with us, and we will decide if you are setting up a legitimate government, we will free up perhaps some money. That roughly is the message that William Burns gave to Mullah Abdul Ghani Baradar. Now, on the good side, about 70,000 people have been evacuated already, Americans, foreign nationals, interpreters, people close to us. They're Afghans, but they supported us, and they would be killed if we left them there, and we have an obligation to get them out. We have an obligation to get them out. Biden is sticking to his August 31 withdrawal deadline. I've said before, and I say now, it's a mistake. He did not have to say August 31. I think he had handlers who thought, okay, and then we can give a 9/11 speech. You know something? I'm tired about people fetishizing and victimizing 9/11. We should have retaliated with force for the people who did it, and that means in Saudi Arabia. The fact of the matter is that just having weepy pictures every September 11, as we were the victims, we know who did it. We know who did it. Wahhabi Muslims in Saudi Arabia. And we should be much tougher on them than we were, and then George W. Bush was, and then Obama was, and then Trump was. Now, right now, the Taliban is not permitting Afghans to go to the airport. So far, they claim they're permitting Americans, but they're making it very difficult. We have had to send special forces troop into the city in prearranged pickup points to bring Americans, some of the interpreters, to the airport. The Taliban could close the airport an hour from now if they wanted to, just swarm it. I mean, you can't land and take off planes if they destroy the runway. But the dilemma that we have is really this, and it was well said by an intelligence individual, one of ours, in an interview. He said, we had the choice now between genocide and chaos. What does he mean by that? We could bomb the government building right now. It'd kill all the Taliban leadership. It'd also kill a lot of Afghan citizens. We could start bombing Taliban in Kabul, kill a lot of them, but it would kill a lot of Afghan citizens. We could bomb the country, the various provinces where there are Afghans. That would kill a lot of Afghan citizens. A lot of the Afghans are hiding out in Pakistan, right across the border. They have villages there. They have homes there. They have their families there. We could bomb all of them, wipe them out. But we're giving Pakistan $2 billion a year to keep control of their nuclear weapons. They have nuclear weapons. That would be seen as a war on Pakistan. Do we want to escalate it that much? And the answer is we don't. The answer is we don't. Do we want to foment opposition to the Taliban? There's a warlord up in the Panjshir Valley to the north of Kabul. Several of them, Massoud and a couple of others, were fighting them. Should we simply bomb the Taliban as they go against the warlords? The warlords, this is a tribal state. There are these ethnicities. And you think, okay, they're all Afghans. Well, no, they're not all Afghans. They're different ethnicities. They're largely Sunni Muslims, but some are Shiite Muslims. They fight with the Sunnis. Some are Christians. And some are other faiths, other Asian-type faiths. What do you do with all that? I would say, yeah, we should bomb the Taliban and support the warlords, but that's what we did 20 years ago. 20 years ago. And we almost wiped out the Taliban, and we should have at the time under George W. Bush. They offered to surrender with some terms, basically save their lives. He wouldn't do it. Then we converted it into nation building under George W. Bush and Barack Obama. And then on that into Trump. And then Trump just decided to pull the plug, reduced our forces to 2,500 skeleton guard, released the prisoners and negotiate with the Taliban. Biden doesn't have a lot of options. I wish that he had not said August 31. I wish he would have said, we'll do it in due course and gradually, and kill Taliban on the way out as they interfered and gradually had a plan. That didn't happen. If wishes were fishes, we'd have some to fry. If wishes were horses and beggars would ride. So we got what we got. So what are we going to do? On the good side, 70,000 people have been evacuated already. The problem is, in my view, that this may send a false signal to people that we have no resolve elsewhere in the world. The Chinese are looking to invade Taiwan. The Russians are looking to invade Western Ukraine and into Estonia and Latvia. We've got to show resolve. Biden has shown resolve in those areas. That's got to be stepped up. We're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.